89.5.
You're listening to Good Morning Phuket, brought to you by Zona Beach Club. Life is better on the beach. And joining me in the studio now, James Kaywood, the head of international coordinator development at the Phuket International Hospital. How are you doing?
Hi, good morning, Chris. I'm doing very well. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Of course. Well, we got a pretty exciting event coming up on the 19th of February, which is a Sunday, and it is the Phuket International Hospital Run for Health.
That's right. Run for health, run for charity. It's quite a simple idea. Promoting health, promoting charity. The event's in aid of Her Royal Highness, the Princess Maha Jakri Sirinton, and her special task unit. And they provide assistance in all kinds of areas, like disaster relief for floods or earthquakes, that kind of thing. Social development programs to help underprivileged children, and any other areas of emergency assistance where they need to get a team in there quickly. And all the proceeds from the event will be going towards that charity.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yep.
And you have three different levels for the run. So whether people are hardcore runners or just kind of want to do it more for the charity than the running, there's three different options for them.
Exactly. It can be either a fun event. We've got a family run, which you would need an adult. Well, you need three people, an adult and a child and an extra.
Right.
But if you've got more people than that want to run, then all the better. That's 3.5 kilometers.
Wonderful.
And then we have a fun run that most of our hospital staff will be doing. Running, walking, you know, it's all allowed.
Yeah.
And then for the more serious runners, we're inviting some of the running clubs from around Phuket. And they'll be doing the mini marathon of 12 kilometers, which also involves a strenuous run up and down Khao Rang Hill.
Wow.
So
yes, that is strenuous.
Hopefully the dogs will be kept at bay. Certainly the roads will be all cleared. So the event will start at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
That will be the starting time on February, Sunday the 19th. But we're asking people to come and to present and register either anytime from now. You can download the application form from our internet, from our website, or you can come to the hospital any day and register on the third floor of the new building. That's at Phuket International Hospital.
Yep.
And eventually, if you run out of time and you don't have time to do that in advance, then you can always register in the morning on the day.
But then you got to get up really extra early because registration begins 4 a.m.
Exactly.
On Sunday.
We've got registration open from 4 till 5:30. So, yep, that's a pretty early time to be there. I will be there to meet you, so we'll welcome you at 4 a.m. And there will be refreshments before the run, although obviously you shouldn't be topping up too much before the run.
Well, you need the bathroom break then.
Exactly. And then at 5:30 a.m., we have some morning exercises that will be led by fitness coaches from Tanyapura Sports Facilities for 30 minutes. And then the races will start at 6 a.m.
Wonderful. So it's a really great way to get. And you know what? I really, first of all, it's great that you're starting early because it gets very hot here, especially this time of year. So it's nice to get out there early and get part of the race under your belt before the sun comes up and heats everything up. And also, it's very rare to find runs that actually happen in the center of the island. Most of them are usually like way up north, somewhere around Tanyapura. So it's really great that it's in Katu area and also at Phuket International Hospital is where the run starts.
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's the point is just across. I think they call it the point because it's meant to be the center point of the island, right? So, it's going to be a lot more accessible for people that live in and out, in and around the town center.
Yes.
And we do have a lot of, in previous years, we've had a lot of Thai runners, but we're hoping to promote, that's why I'm here today, obviously, to more foreigners to join in.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, we've had plenty of foreigners in the past as well, but we want to get more foreigners this year. So if there's any running clubs out there, especially ones with foreigners, that's why I'm here today to promote that, but that's not to be exclusive.
Right.
We're inviting anybody that would like to be involved.
Fantastic. So if you want to get involved, go and get the registration form from the website. You have up until the day before to register at the hospital, yes?
Yep, absolutely. You can come to the hospital any day until the day before. And then from 4 a.m. to 5:30, we'll be taking registrations on the actually at the start line, or very close to the start line, which is just at the back of the hospital. Now, there will be car parking available on the day, either in Big C, they're going to open their car park for us, or behind the hospital, there's a big space where you can park. So we encourage people to come well ahead of 6 a.m. starting time. We don't want cars coming. The road will be closed when we start. So we need people to be in and parked and registered. Even if you've registered and paid the registration fee, which I'll speak about in a moment, actually, then we need people to come in and just sign your name that you are actually here. And if you haven't collected your bib with your running number, then you need to collect your bib and running number before you start running.
Yes.
The entrance fees, like I say, all these fees are going to the Her Royal Highness Princess Maha Chakri Sirinton's Special Task Unit. And for the fun run, the entry fee is 250 baht per person. For the mini marathon, it's 300 baht per person. And there's also another special category that anybody can be in. It's the VIP category, which sounds silly that anybody can be in. But what it means is we are charging 2,000 baht for the application fee for the VIP runners. And everyone who is a VIP runner will be awarded with wooden trophies and medals that are sourced from local rubber plantations around here.
Oh, wonderful.
They look pretty cool, actually. I've seen them. Yeah.
And so, and it's a great way to donate a little bit more to such an important cause and get them to show for it, too. Something you can brag about. Be like, yeah,
exactly.
I ran.
And in fact, the first runners back from the Maha Chakri Sirinton herself.
Wow.
They not that she's presenting them, don't get me wrong.
Right.
But they from her foundation. And then the other finishers will receive awards from Phuket International Hospital.
Fantastic.
Our trophies.
So if you want to get all the details, check out the Phuket International Hospital website. If you want to get a shortcut there, you can also go to our website, thephuketnews.com. And thank you so much for coming in today, James, and best of luck with the event on February 19th.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to promote it.
Absolutely.
Okay, have a good one.
You too. Coming up next, we have a classic from Squeeze. Here is Up the Junction.